Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Dag luisteraars en welkom by die geselsprogram Kopskuif. Baie dankie dat jy 729 AM Kaapse Kansel gekies het om vandag saam te kuier. C2 Harvest bring die plaas terug na die stad toe, een tuin op 'n slag. Hierdie organiese tuin beginsel is 'n innoverende en goedkoop oplossing wat jou in staat stel om jou eie organiese groente en kruie tuin aan te kweek, soos wat die natuur dit bedoel het. Met 'n volledige organiese kunsmis en plaagbeheer oplossing. Ons het verlede week heerlik getap by Sean Kens, hoofuitvoerende beampte van C2 Harvest, se kennis, se passie en hier gesels ons vandag weer. Welkom Sean.
Baie dankie Mercy, so good to be back.
Thank you Sean. So last week we've touched on organic farming and vandag wil ek graag weer by jou vir jou vra, hoekom organies boer?
Ja, so organiese boerdery, you know, organic farming works in harmony with nature rather than against it. And this involves using techniques to achieve good crop yields without harming the natural environment or the people who live and work in it. And so the methods and the materials that organic farmers use, you know, are things like recycled and composted crop waste and animal manures, your cardboard, your waste vegetables and food scraps, the right soil cultivation at the time, crop rotation within the same family, green manures, planting legumes like your beans, your peas, in between your crops. And one of the most important parts is that, you know, it is mulching on the soil. And so organic farming is more than just using products. It's actually a systems-driven, you know, type of, how can I say, system that you're building. So once you build the system in your garden, or your farm, whatever you're doing, you've just got to manage the system.
Uitstekend. As ek so vir jou sit en luister, dan kan ek sommer daai hoor wat jy sê van dit is hoe die natuur dit bedoel het. So, ja. Vertel bietjie vir ons, vir my en die luisteraars, hoe kan 'n mens 'n goeie grondstruktuur en vrugbaarheid skep en uit die aard van die saak dit behou?
Okay, so die grondstruktuur, dit is baie belangrik. You know, soos ek gesê het, dat organiese boerdery is meer as produkte. You know, dit is 'n stelsel wat jy opstel. En so dis baie belangrik. Van 'n organiese boerdery is die grond alles. Dit gaan oor die grond meer as enige iets. So, you know, when you setting up your organic garden, you've got to focus on soil fertility and soil structure. And what do we do? What do we mean by that? How do I improve? Hoe verbeter ek my grond? And this is putting, you know, organic fertilizers into the soil, putting on your mulch, creating, you know, earthworms. I mean, many people have earthworms at their home. They call it worm farms. Mm. You know, using the worm castings, the worm tea, spraying it onto it, putting extra microbes. Now, microbes are microorganisms that live in the soil, and they basically have a function. And I always say to people, you know, when we train them, I say, who are you feeding? And many people say to me, no, we are feeding the soil. I say, wow, that's so fantastic, but you are absolutely wrong.
Mm.
And they look at me and say, but we were taught like that. I said, yes, we were taught like that. And there's a lot of things we need to unlearn, especially when it comes to building soil fertility, because organic farming provides long-term benefits to people.
Mm.
You know, its aims is long-term soil fertility. And so that is why when you're farming organically, sometimes you don't see the initial result that you want to see. You know, as an ex-organic farmer myself, you know, I only saw the results of my farm like in the second, third, or fourth growing cycle. And, you know, so as you build soil fertility, you know, you also use resources which you have already instead of going to buy. And that's very important to understand, you know, that maintaining a good soil structure, the microorganisms like your bacteria, your fungi, and as I said, what or who are you feeding? You know, you are feeding the microbes because microbes feeds the roots and the roots feeds the soil. Now, there is an exchange that takes place in the soil because the plants, the roots of the plant produces sugar, you know, sugars. And so the bacteria produces food. You know, I always say plants eat meat. And people say, wow, I thought I was a vegetarian, you know. Because the bacteria actually takes, there's nitrogen fixing bacteria, and they take these nitrogen that is in the air that the plant has pulled down from the air and in all this food, the compost pieces, and they churn it, they eat it, and they digest it, and they produce a protein. And the protein, there's an exchange that takes place. So the microbes give the roots the protein, and the roots give the microbes the sugar. And so there's this exchange, and then we see that microbes feeds the roots, and the roots fertilize your soil. And that is why it's important to never pull out your roots.
Mm.
Never turn your soil. Because, you know, we are so, ons is so geleer, dat ons moet die grond omdol.
Mm.
Ons elke naar, elke oes, moet ons nou die grond omdol en omspit, om skoon te maak. Maar as ons na die natuur toe kyk, en ons kyk miskien berge toe, you know, waarever jy nou luister vanaan, as daar berge is, you know, kan jy sien dat daar is niemand op 'n berg wat staan met 'n vurk of 'n graaf en wat die grond omspit.
Ja.
You know, die blare val en dit lê op die grond en you know, hy word gekompos, hy voer die grond en die blare val net you know, en soos dit reën, vang daai blare in die takke en soos dit trek die water in, hou die water in, hou die grond klam en dan kan die microbes nou baie mooi werk solank as die grond net klam is you know, en so dis baie belangrik dat die luisteraars nou verstaan dat organiese boerdery is 'n langterme grondverbetering. Dit is nie nou nie. So jy kan you can expect your ground, your first harvest to be not so good or it might be average.
Mm.
The second harvest will always get better, the third better, because you will be using less inputs in organic farming over time and better harvest over a long term.
Dis absoluut fascinerend. En soos jy gesels, is die volgende ding waaroor ek wonder, watse raad het jy oor die beheer van plaas, siektes en onkruid?
Okay, so ons weet dat is daar is plaagbeheermiddels wat jy kan gaan koop in die winkel, en dit is wat ons altyd doen, you know, as ons nou insekte miskien sien of swarm of siekte, of onkruid, en dan sê, nee, ons gaan maar nou net nou kwekerij toe, en ons gaan koop nou plaastig beheermiddels, en ons spuit en so die. Maar jy moet verstaan een of twee dinge.
Ja.
Dat insekte en onkruid is goed.
Ja.
En nou, mense skrik vir jy nou. Hulle sê, hoe kan jy dit sê? Maar as jy kyk na die natuur,
ja.
En jy loop in die natuur, sien jy siek bome, of bome wat geëet word met pest, and you don't see that. You don't see trees in nature that are sick and that are being eaten by insects, because why? They are healthy.
Mm.
So pests, disease and weeds are indicators. They tell you and me there is a problem, not so much disease, but pests, So if the plant immune system, and I like to make this example, when you are sick, when your immune system is down, you get sick, right? And so viruses and bacteria, they can attack your body because your immune system is down.
Mm.
And the same with the plant, because the plant is a living organism. And we have to look at the soil as a living organism. If you look at the ground and you see it is naked, you've got to cover it. I always say to people, we don't walk around naked.
Yeah.
Or we're not, it's not like we back in the day with Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve, yeah.
But we all draw clearer, or sit, but take an oar on, and so we cover ourselves. And so that is baie belangrik dat jy ook nou a deklaag op jou grond sit, in a bedekking oor jou beddens, wat jy nou gemaak het in jou tuin, van die grond is lewendig. En soos jou lichaam, trek jy klere aan, if it's cold, you put you on 3-4 jackets, you are dressed so warm because you need to protect your body. And so it's important to protect the soil, to protect the ground, because it's alive, it's a living organism producing life. And so weeds and pests will only come when there is a problem. Now weeds, people say to me, how do you know this? I was farming for about 5 years,
yeah,
organically. And I was battling with weeds. And then in my first growing season, I had this revelation of, what weeds are. And with lots of research and reading, and I thought, no, man, there is a way. And I never pulled out my weeds, never pull out the weeds and the wheat.
Yeah.
Because, you see, when people don't understand, when that weed is growing next to that crop of yours, same example, you're growing spinach, and next to your plant is all weeds.
Mm.
The roots of those weeds have actually grown together with your spinach plant. And so the minute you pull that weed out, you disturb the root system of your crop, which compromises the health of your main crop and brings about stress and drops the immune system. And so the best way to do this is to simply cut the weed down, let the green weeds fall onto the brown mulching, and so you have a natural composting layer going, and the roots feed the soil. Because you know what, when you look at your garden, you always see 1, 2, 3 kinds of weeds,
yes,
across the whole area. And you never planted those seeds there.
Mm.
No one planted weed seeds there, although, the weeds just grow.
Yes.
So nature has a way of looking after itself, because there's a certain fertilizer or a nutrient that the roots of the weeds produces that the soil wants. And so that one grows there. Like, for example, brandnetel.
Yes.
A stinging nettle. Now, as daar baie brandnetel in jou tuin is, sê dit vir my as 'n tuinier, dat daar stikstof kort in my grond.
Wow.
Van die wortel van die brandnetel gee stikstof vir die grond. Maar soos my grond verbeter en dat nou meer stikstof binnen die grond, sal die onkruid vanself verwyder.
Amazing, hè?
Ja, en dit is nou hoe die natuur werk, you know, en dit gaan ook vir siekte, you know, swarm en soos die. So ons doel as tuiniers is nie om die goedes te verwyder nie, maar net om dit te beheer. En soos die grond verbeter, sal hulle vanself verwyder. En dit is nou hoe die natuur werk.
Dis 'n ongelooflike simbiotiese voorbeeld hierdie van die natuur en ja, dit is absoluut fascinerend om vir jou te luister, Sean. Ons gaan vinnig 'n breek vat en dan as ons net na die breek terugkom, gesels ons verder met Sean Kens, die hoofuitvoerende beampte van C2 Harvest. Hulle sê, bring die plaas terug na die stad toe, een tuin op 'n slag. Bly by ons luisteraars, ons vat net 'n vinnige breek. Baie dankie dat jy saamkuier hier by 729 AM Kaapse Kansel saam met my, Mirsha Eksteen, en ons kuier saam met Sean Kens, die hoofuitvoerende beampte van C2 Harvest. En dit alles gebeur hier op die geselsprogram Kopskuif. Sean, het jy wenke wat jy met ons kan deel in verband met tuinbeplanning?
Ok, daar is baie dankie vir die. Ja, soos ek sê altyd, you know, spasie is altyd jou grootste limitasie. So, jy moet altyd dink oor hoeveel spasie jy het, en dan moet jy nou jou groente kies oor die spasie wat jy het. Tweede, jy moet ook verstaan die lengte van jou groeiseisoen in jou area, want dit is baie belangrik. You know, ek het die geleentheid om in alle provinsies tuine te maak, want as jy sien gawes, werk ons in alle gemeenskappe reg deur die land, en soos ek nou in die Vrystaat werk, of you know, in die Ooskaap, in die noord van het, is daar baie ryp, en so dit goed is so jy moet verstaan jou seisoen, verstaan hoe lang is het, en as jy nou in die ver noorde bly, you know, is daar 'n paar groente, wat nie sal baie gauw groei nie, you know, teen jou groei seisoen. En dan nummer 3, sal ek sê, is seriously think about how much you tie, you know, to how much time you can devote to your garden. Because time is, tyd is baie belangrik. Jy moet tyd spandeer om die systeem op te bou, you know. En ook weer nog 'n raad is dat understand the timing of your harvest. For example, it's very important you have the warm season, such as green peppers or chilies, which will start later than cool season vegetables, such as lettuce and broccoli. So, you know, that is a very important. And then the last tip I would love to give is that create a garden layout and a production plan. And this will allow you to calculate how many vegetables you fit in a space, as well as the planting and harvesting dates for every vegetable, and this will save you a lot of headaches, you know, and money, and your yield will be much bigger.
Sean, jy het nou verwys na die gedeeltes van die land, maar hoe kies 'n mens wat 'n groente is om te kweek?
Well, each crop and crop variety has its own specific needs. So in some places it will grow well, and others it will not. And so many crops are affected by the rain, by rainfall. They are affected by soil type and altitude. Hoe hoog is it? Hoe laag is it? Die temperatuur, the type and the amount of nutrients that you need. So, for example, when you go through, as you know, aardappels groei, you know, aardappels makeer baie, they need a lot of fertilizer, you know, and so it is baie belangrik om te weet dat soos jy hierdie faktor, you know, van wat jy kies beïnvloed, hoeveel gewasse groei op en oplever. Indien een gewas gekweek word in 'n klimaat wat nie geskik is nie, maar dit gaan dit waarskynlik nie baie oplever nie en meer vatbaar wees vir pla en siekte.
Mm.
You know, so jy moet verseker wees en die belangrikste ding is die hoeveel water benodig my plante wat ek gaan nou plant. En dit is baie belangrik. Maar een ding wat ek wil sê is, die suksesvolle organiese kweker sal leer om die gewasse en die variëteite te verbou wat geskik is vir die plaaslike toestande. You know, hulle sal kweek plante wat geskik is vir die geografie en klimaat, en hulle sal waarskynlik kies plaaslike variëteite wat geskik is vir die plaaslike toestand. So, you know, jy moet kies ook wat ek ook vir mense sê. Maak 'n lys, trek wat 'n bladsy. Trek 'n lyn deur die middel van die bladsy.
Ja.
Op die linkerkant. Take your tall slips that you buying vegetables every week. Keep it for a month. Now you look at your tall slips and write down on the left-hand side all the vegetables you've been buying, right? In the shop. And on the right-hand side, you take and you look at the easy vegetables that you can grow. And you write down what are those that you can grow. Because your buying patterns will determine what you must grow. So if you can grow what you are buying, then you can afford to buy what you can't afford to buy because it's too expensive.
Dit is nogal goeie advies. En vertel vir my oor die keuse van gewasse, Sean.
Sorry?
Die keuse van gewasse. Wat se raad het jy daar?
Okay. So, oor die keuse van gewasse is dit, you know, wat ons moet dink is die weer. As ons nou kyk, as ons buite kyk, oral in die land van Suid-Afrika, we can see the erratic weather patterns. We can see the weather changes. Some areas are getting more rain than others. And ek het nou net eindelijk, daar is in circulatie a notice, ek ken het vir jou, wat sê, in September, it was given to the market in Epping, the growers market, and they were saying that we can expect a shortage of potatoes in September because of the extreme weather and the farmers are having difficult. And so the weather factors are very important. But when you are growing on a small scale, I think you are able to manage the environmental factors much more easier because it's manageable. So you can put up a little small tunnel, you can put up a shade netting. The investment is not great, you know. But the environment, environmental factors are very important to take into consideration, especially if you're getting a lot of snow in your area or frost, you know, or if it's too cold. Van die grondtemperatuur is baie belangrik.
Mm.
So dit beïnvloed die oes en wat jy kan plant, wanneer jy kan plant.
Ongelooflik. En jy praat nou so van weer en watter omgewingsfaktore moet 'n mens in ag neem?
We've got to keep in mind what environmental factors there is in our area. We know that spring is here, September, you know, and it is baie belangrik that falls, you know, mens so that we're, you know, spring is here, let's start planting. So we've got to watch the weather because as we can see in the past couple of months, you know, in different provinces, when we look back and we reflect at the different months we've gone through now in the seasons, we see that the seasons have been very erratic.
Mm.
It's been a bit colder. It's been hotter in some areas. Some provinces had more rain. Others had no rain. And so this is baie belangrik that you actually look at the factors that is in your area. But like I said, when you're working with nature, and you're doing things with nature, you know, I believe that nature will sort itself out. But when you're a small-scale grower at home or on a farm or in a community garden or wherever you're growing, you know, you are able to put up things like little shade netted areas to protect it against the excess, you know, like snow or dew or rain, frost, you know, or excess rain. And so you've got to look at those things because those type of things, even low temperatures, can affect your harvest because the lower the temperature, the lower the ground temperature. And so it is very important that you understand that the ground temperature is what is important, not the temperature above the ground. So like if you want to grow something, you know, in a cold temperature, you can look at peas, ertjies. Peas only needs about 4 degrees ground temperature om te ontkiem and om te groei. And so, you know, looking at the vegetables, look at what is the ground temperature need. Some people actually go and buy a thermometer and they pop it into the soil and they look at how the soil temperature is over a couple of days and what is the average before they start planting.
Sean, dit is regtig ongelooflik om na jou kennis te luister en dit is verskriklik motiverend. Ek dink daar's mense wat nou net hulle vingers in die grond wil kry. Het jy so een laaste gedagte van jou kant af?
Ja. So ek wil net 3 dinge sê. Kies 'n ligging vir jou tuin, reg? Die son is baie belangrik. So dan moet altyd 4 tot 6 ure son in jou tuin wees. Jou tuin moet altyd noord wys. So as jy nou tuin maak, die kop van jou bedding moet altyd noord wees en die sterk moet suid wees, reg? Lig sirkulasie is baie belangrik, want goeie ligsirkulasie sal gesonde groei in jou plante tot gevolg hê en help om swarmsiekte weg te hou. En dit maak ook jou tuin ook minder vriendeliker vir insekpla soos witvlieg en wat 'n stagnante of vochtige omgewing verkies. En dan die meeste belangrikste ding wat ek wil net die luisteraar sê, is dat onthou altyd dat vog is belangrik. Plante markeer nie baie water nie. Hulle markeer net vog. So maak seker dat daar water gereedelik beskikbaar is. Niks put in 'n beginnetuin nie vinnig uit is as om 'n gedurende op 'n hittegolf water na die dorstige plant aan te dra nie. So dit is baie belangrik dat jy nie baie water never flood your garden. People have a habit of taking a hose pipe or something just flooding the garden. Never do that. Just keep the garden moist. Mm. And that is all that plants need.
Ongelooflik. Luisteraars, dit is Sean Ken. Sy is die hoofuitvoerende beampte van Sea to Harvest. En dit was ons gesprek vandag hier op Kaapse Kansel Kopskuif. Volgende Saterdag gesels ons verder met Sean oor hierdie ongelooflike vindingryke Sea to Harvest. En ek het nou so aandagtig sit en luister na Sean se 3 raad en toe dink ek, dit is ook my wens vir die week wat voorlê vir elke luisteraars. Sean sê, kies die ligging van jou tuin vir genoeg sonlig, so mag ons ook in hierdie week wat voorlê genoeg son op ons velle voel. En hy sê, kyk, jou tuin moet noord kyk, so mag ons ook altyd noord kyk. Sean, baie dankie vir jou tyd, baie dankie vir jou saamkuier. Ons groet jou dan tot volgende week en volgende week kyk ons saam met Sean na gesonde grond, waaruit bestaan die struktuur van grond. Ons kry by Sean raad oor die voedingsstowwe wat plante benodig en ons gesels ook met hom oor kompos en kunsmis. So Sean, baie dankie. Ons sien uit na volgende week se verder kuier. Alles wat mooi is ook vir jou vir die week wat voorlê.
Baie dankie en tata vir al die luisteraars en jouself, Mirsha, dankie.
Dankie, Sean. Luisteraars, dit is ek, Mirsha Eksteen, hier op die geselsprogram Kopskuif en baie dankie dat jy vandag saam gekuier het hier op 729 AM Kaapse Kansel. Ek wil julle herinner dat hierdie episode van Kopskuif en elke vorige episode weer geluister kan word op Potgooi. Besoek www.kpulpit.com. Klik op Potgooi en dan op Kopskuif. Daar is ook opsies om dit aan te stuur met WhatsApp, so deel dit met jou vriende, deel dit met jou familie, en dan kuier ons volgende Saterdag weer van 4 tot 5 hier by 729 Radio Kaapse Kansel. En ons by die ATKV glo dat jy in jouself moet belê, in jou toekoms moet belê en die verskil moet wees. En wat 'n wonderlike getuienis is dit ook van Sean Kens en C2 Harvis wat hierdie beginsels van belê in jouself, belê in jou toekoms en wees die verskil so konstruktief en so doelgerig uitleef. Ek groet tot volgende week, alles wat mooi is.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.